So years ago, when Eric and I were in a full-on cover band, we played this take cover. We played this graduation party, and afterward, we were packing up, and the family comes over. They're rich white people, so they were just like, you know, would you stick around and maybe play some more music? My drummer and my lead guitarist were very much not into that, like, fuck it, we're going home. But Eric and I were just like, yeah, let's fucking do it, let's play some more. And they asked us to play this song, and Eric played it so wonderfully and sang it so beautifully that this was the song I chose for him. It's called Mrs. Potter's Lullaby.
Thanks, Dwight. So two quick intros of this. The first one, so about a month ago, me and Chris Crotwell went to see Jim's reunion with his Metallica cover band, Blacken. And so that's Jim.
Yeah.
And so the opening band was like a bunch of like 40-something dudes. They were Monster, they were called. And they were all built like the superfans from SNL, like all like grossly out of shape. But they fucking rocked. And like they're playing like this Pink Floyd jam. They're playing Run Like Hell from the Wall. And Chris turns to me in the middle of this song and he goes, "Eric, if they closed with Round Here by the Counting Crows, wouldn't you just blow your dick off?" my dick remains. My dick remains, but also, man, I think this might be an age thing. I'm on the older side of the room. I might be right under Mike here as far as age. Younger people than me have told me that they think of the Counting Crows as a bro band.
Yeah.
And okay, no, you're all wrong, and that breaks my heart. And I'm gonna tell you why. You're all wrong. This is a song about, like, Adam Duritz is like he's like the bad side of being a nerd. This is a song about watching movies and being like, shit, I have no love in my life. I'm going to fall in love with this woman on a screen who I've never met. And to like a 14-year-old who couldn't talk to women at all, like hearing this in his room was like, oh my God, like Adam Duritz speaks for me. I don't know how you can get any more nerdy than this band. They are not a bro band. Adam Duritz is the saddest motherfucker on the planet. Just because some bros like to get drunk and sing Mr. Jones, that doesn't mean they get to claim this band.
Bravo.
And fuck all you young people who think otherwise. Anyway, 1, 2, 1, 2, 3, 4. Well, I woke up in mid-afternoon, 'cause that's when it all hurts the most. I dream I never know anyone at the party, and I'm always the host. If dreams are like movies, then memories are films about ghosts. You can never escape, you can only move south down the coast. Well, I am an idiot, walking a tightrope of fortune and fame. I am an acrobat, swinging trapezes through circles of flame. And if you've never stared off into the distance, then your life is a shame. Forget your face, sometimes I can't remember my name. Hey, Mrs. Potter, don't cry. Hey, Mrs. Potter, I know why, but hey, Mrs. Potter, won't you talk to me? Of Maria in every song that I sing, and the price of a memory is the memory of the sorrow it brings. And there is always one last light to turn out, one last bell to ring, circus has to lock up everything.
reflections that color my mind when I sleep. All the lovesick rejections that accompany the company I keep. All the razor perceptions that cut just a little too deep. Hey, I can bleed as well as anyone, but I need someone to help me sleep. Well, I know I don't know you, and you're probably not what you seem. But I'd sure like to find out, so why don't you climb down off that movie screen? Shatters his glass on the floor. And he orders another. I wonder what he did that for. That's when I know that I have to get out, 'cause I have been there before. So I gave up my seat at the bar and I head for the door. We drove out to the desert just to lie down beneath this bowl of stars. We stand up at the palace like it's the last of the great pioneer town bars.
Bro band, fuck that bro band. What bro has ever said, I just want to talk to you.
Hey Eric, we played at the graduation party and Chad and Blaine flipped their visors.
As a matter of fact, they did.